and apologizes because they're not available, that's a partnership to me, a very healthy one. Yeah.
Thank you for that. We're looking forward to being able to partner. Hopefully we'll continue moving forward. Just in behalf of Chief Scott, just wanted to say thank you. And then also share that we're absolutely 100% in on something like this.
That was Diana Oliva-Roche, Director of Policy and Public Affairs for the San Francisco Police Department, asking questions of Sam Rivera, Executive Director of OnPoint NYC, the first legally authorized above-ground supervised consumption site in the U.S. For now, that's it. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Free Culture Radio. I've been your host, Doug McVeigh. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. This is Doug McVeigh saying so long. So long.
Tune in into KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, on K282BH Flamath on 104.3 FM, K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and streaming on web at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934. And certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Development and Events Committee meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Hey, yo, this is Clipping. You're listening to KBOO.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are on earth. You are tuned in to Culture in Motion, the once monthly show where your host, Michael Crenshaw, that's me, talks to guests about the intersection of art, music, politics, and activism. And today we have a very special guest, one of my favorite artists, a young woman that I work with doing project-based learning in Portland Public Schools, Jesse Zuckerman. Jesse, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
We've been trying to make this happen for, you know, a while now. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, tell us about your work. We're going to play some of your music later on in the show, but you're a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
How long have you been writing songs?
I have been writing songs since I was like 6 or 7. Obviously, it didn't really start to like turn into more put together songwriting until Sorry, are you hearing that?
Oh, you're good.
Okay. It didn't really come into like a coherent songwriting until I was more in middle school, I'd say. But I've been writing music since I was that little, for sure.
Do you come from a musical family? Like, were there people around you writing songs?
No, there weren't. I just was doing theater from a really young age, and I just kind of loved singing. And so I just started writing, and I was in a couple like choirs and stuff that kind of brought that life of its own for me. And my sister also did singing as well, and like school plays, but she never really did it as much outside of school.
And when you started writing songs, was there an instrument that you were drawn to, or did it just start with lyrics first?
It just started with lyrics first.
What genre would you consider your music to be?
I've never wanted to tie myself down to one genre, because there's so many I want to explore. But mainly R&B and alternative. I feel like that's what I've veered toward when it comes to my own personal music so far.
Yeah, I get pretty annoyed with the genrefication of music. I feel like it's something that's imposed on artists by the music industry. And a lot of times as a creative person, when dealing with industry personalities who don't know me or get my work, I feel like if I can't force it into a genre that they understand, then it's hard for them to support what I'm up to. How old are you, Jesse?
I'm 18, yeah.
Have you been involved in like trying to get your music in front of people that work in the commercial music industry yet?
I haven't, no. I just started shows because of you like last year. So I've been kind of focusing on getting myself out there publicly on shows and making music, and I'm getting ready to drop more music soon. So I have more under my name, which is Jess Z. On my artist name is Jess Z. So
how do we spell that?
J-E-S-S-Z, all caps in one word.
We have played Forbidden at the top of the show, and that beat was produced by a former Alliance student, a graduate by the name of Jupiter Reynolds. And that was the first time you and I collaborated together. So on that song, you and I are collaborating on a hip hop track.
Yeah.
I rapped on it, and you wrote the hook and you sang. Do you ever think you'll do more hip hop?
Definitely. I think it'd be really fun to do more features. And like my inspiration off of those features is like Summer Walker and like Jhené Aiko. Like that type of style of a feature feels more authentic to me. And you'll kind of hear that in Forbidden, where it's like a slower, more slowed down type of verse. And I definitely would love to do more hip hop and feature on those tracks, because I think it brings a different energy and a different vibe that's really fun to perform at shows. So I'm excited to perform it as well.
You play instruments, you write your own beats. I'm pretty impressed by the level of growth that I've witnessed in just a year.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're making beats that make people stop and turn their heads. How do you see your career progressing? You know, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're an instrumentalist, you're a beat producer. Where would you like to be in, say, like 5 years?
Hopefully bigger scale shows, if I move out of Portland. Honestly, I think I started off originally wanting to go big, But as I've gotten older and had a lot more conversations and learned so much about myself, it is not as much about getting the attention. It's more just getting some type of leverage to where I'm making a good steady income off of it. But I think it's more important to me to just be happy and content with my music and where it's at, and, you know, trying new things, hopefully doing more stuff like this, and just coming out with music and really growing a fan base or people that appreciate it, you know?
Yeah. Where can people find you online?
You can find me on Spotify or YouTube, Apple Music, SoundCloud, etc. I uploaded my first song on DistroKid, so it should be on all platforms, but sometimes I'll run into other platforms where they don't have my song on there.
And that's J-E-S-S-Z?
Yes, all caps in one word.
All caps. Okay. It's a trip because I'm down here in Hollywood right now. For a friend's birthday party. So whenever I'm in LA with people who work in the entertainment industry, it's really hard to not want to like go, oh, hey, I know these artists and can you help them out?
Yeah, totally.
it's like you kind of figure that they're always expecting, like they have to have a show up because they're expecting everybody to ask them for stuff.
For sure.
It's exciting. Have you come down here yet and shop your music around to people? Do you know people working in the industry?
I don't really know people working in the music industry, so to speak. More in the acting community.
Right.
Yeah, but I've come down to Hollywood before. But since my music career is so fresh and I have one song out, I haven't really explored the promoting myself part in depth of like going places and you know promoting it on the street or performing out on the street, which is also something I see myself doing as well if I were to move. Or yeah,
do you know, what are you going to come to LA when you move, or are you going to go to Nashville? Like what city do you favor?
You know, I've been thinking about it all, and I feel like LA is obviously like something I've thought about, as well as like New York. I went there once and it just felt so right, and I feel like I would just get this constant flow of inspiration. You know, but I've also thought of Nashville. It really depends if I decide to go to school and what that would entail. Yeah. Right.
In terms of your career so far, you've been playing shows. You're also an actor. You've been in commercials, right?
No, I haven't. No.
You haven't. Okay. So you're just theater. You're a theater actor.
I used to do theater. I've moved on to TV film, like over COVID is when I kind of transitioned to doing online TV film.
Oh, okay.
Training, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are, when you think about working as an artist and as an actor, what are some of your least favorite things that you encounter?
I think like the process that I had with releasing music, and we've talked about this before, and it's pretty common for most artists, I think, is like the process of uploading your music on a platform, whether that someone has a label that does it for them. But the process of releasing it can be very frustrating, with getting a set date and, you know, the flood of emails of information of when it's uploaded on certain platforms. So I think that was like the least enjoyable. But also the gray area where it feels like there's nothing moving, nothing happening, like creatively, that always doesn't feel good to feel like, ah, like I had all this going on, all this motivation, this drive, and then I'm just like, I reach a point where I'm like, oh, there's not as much opportunities going on right now, and I don't really have as much creative inspiration, and you know, so then that starts to feel not so good, I would say.
Yeah. We're going to listen to some more of your music for the listeners. The first single that I heard of yours that you were getting ready to release when we first started working together was Recklessly Divine. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that song and what it means?
So Recklessly Divine was made in like 2020. I had just like a chord setup that I really liked and I had been messing around with for a while, and I was borrowing an electric guitar at the time, and so I just like got obsessed with playing it on that guitar. And I think I was just really angry one day, and I actually wrote those lyrics because anger always stems into another emotion, you know? So for me, it was like Recklessly Divine is how I identify as a person. Mm-hmm. I feel like the reckless part is my mental health, and the divine is what beauty can come from that, so to speak, which is like my art and the way I can relate to people on a deeper level, the way I can be compassionate and like really understand things. I think that is, you know, a negative and a positive of having mental health, and also the way relationships encounter with that, whether it's like intimate and like more than a friend or just, you know, friends. I think relationships have been hard for me because of my mental health, you know, so you'll hear a little bit about that, but the meaning of it and the feeling is more deeper than the surface level of what you're hearing, you know.
Thinking this song's about you. You ask me if I regret it, and I say yes, I do. Now you're sitting there probably thinking this song's about you. 'Cause when you're
appreciate the depth of your art and your ability to connect with people.
Thank you.
When we're working together, I find that you're one of the people who can talk to, and you do. You talk to everybody in the building.
Yeah.
Old staff, you know, people in your peer group, in age group. Do you so you're not afraid to talk about mental health and how it impacts your art? And yeah. I'm often thinking about mental health in relation to the social political climate we live in. We live in a climate where every time I look at my telephone, somebody's getting murdered by police.
Yeah.
And people are suffering. You see it just in the community, you know.
Yeah.
How does the larger social political climate impact your art as well as your mental health?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember like the height of when George Floyd hit the internet, and that, you know, kickstarted what should have happened years ago. That level of attention and anger, you know, has been bottled up for so long. And I think I felt frustration because I had followed along with Black Lives Matter for a very long time and have always supported the movement. And I think there was a guilt aspect to it of feeling like, well, I'm white and I want to be able to educate myself and use that privilege to my best ability to support this community, to elevate POC voices and, you know, show up, because you could feel it. You could feel it in the energy, and you saw it everywhere, just the anger and the sadness and the loss. It was just so upsetting to watch and then feel like, all right, what can I do? You know, how does that involve me? What can I do to incorporate myself more in it, you know? So I think the way it took a toll on me was just the realization of, okay, I gotta do more. I got to be more present. I have to show up, you know, and involve people around me, because, and start those conversations that are so, like, so much for people who aren't white, that it's just like, this needs to be normalized. This has to be talked about, and you have to not have this uncomfortable feeling when talking about political issues, even if there's differences. And that needs to be more normalized, to just have open conversations about things without getting elevated, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think I just started to experiment that with my family more and my friends around me, and just really, you know, not let that be silenced.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's important for people to be engaged and be present.
You know,
I think a lot of art isn't overtly political, but I think the sensitivity that we hold as creative people who have to engage our imagination and intellect, that in and of itself is kind of a political process, because you have to be tuned into the world and yourself in a way that is pretty conscientious.
Definitely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just said definitely.
Word.
Yeah.
So it's been great talking to you. I'm excited to share your music with our listeners. I'm thinking some people might wonder what software you're using, because we're gonna play We Both Know.
Yeah.
You made that beat.
And yeah.
Like, dang, what's she using? So you wanna talk about that process?
Yeah, so I'm very new to producing, and I just recently picked it up, and someone told me about this platform Soundtrap, which is basically to get you kickstarted with getting used to the software of producing. It's more prematurely like dialed back to what like GarageBand or Pro Tools would look like. So it's not the best software to be using, because there are just certain functionalities that don't send well to other softwares, or multiple different things that aren't as functional as making music on GarageBand. So I've recently kind of shifted to that, to GarageBand for that main aspect, but I'll definitely still use Soundtrap because their loops are so like good and very quality. So yeah, those sounds you hear are all loops off of Soundtrap.
Wow, dope. Do you have any shows coming up?
I do on the 22nd, I'm pretty sure. I'm still kind of on ice about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where will that be if it gets confirmed?
That'll be on 126 in Division, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's where it's at.
You heard it, listeners. Keep an eye out for Jesse. And thank you for spending time on Culture in Motion.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful to know the Mike Crenshaw.
Right on, Jesse. We'll see you at school next week.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sitting at home, wondering where things went wrong. Can't lie, I wanted you to hit up my phone and tell me. You could read me, know my history, instead of being in it, baby. Mistrust and disloyalty, two things I never expected to see.
See you walking around.
you did when you saw her. And I know you didn't see what you saw in me, the same way you did when you saw her. You like, I'm what you want. Meet you for the night, I'll be out of sight. Yeah, I don't know you, and I don't want to. Nah,
get gone.
No, I don't.
City it fell from the inside, living through hell, hundreds of sides. We could rebel for thousands of nights. The system won't fall without a fight. The system it fails to simply provide. Present so dark, future is bright. A new world is possible. Apocalypse making it probable.
Push my limits to the top, you're gonna get dropped, yeah. You're gonna get dropped, yeah.
Blowgun, poke a hole in the throat of the Shogun. Don't run, opponents choke on the smoke from explosions. This is a metaphor for switching regimes to something better, or at least a different team. Reality shifting, salary switching, up with the kickstand, mobbing and twisting. I'm the resistance, I'm not a victim. What I be getting, intentions of visions, interdimensional, swifter than digital, beyond centrifugal, infinite, pivotal. Physical presence, that's a reflection. Spiritual essence, more than expression. Truth has been hidden for too long in a ruthless religion that's too strong. Fruit is forbidden, who you been kidding? A youth are not spitting a new song.
This is KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. This is Culture in Motion. I'm your host, Mike Crenshaw. We were just listening to Forbidden, produced by Jupiter Reynolds, and lyrics by myself. You heard Jess Z singing. Before that, we heard We Both Know, produced by Jess Z. Written and sung by Jesse. Thanks so much to Jesse for appearing on Culture in Motion. And Jess had a message. She wanted to give a shout out to some folks that helped produce the music. She wanted to shout out Dream Tree Studio for recording, and Brian Dast. I'm not sure if it's Dusty or Dusty, and Tom Walker for engineering and producing Recklessly Divine. Big shout out to Derek Stevenson over there at Portland Underground Recording. Big shout out to Multiple Pathways for Graduation, Portland Evening Scholars, Alliance at Kenton, Meek, and Portland Summer Scholars. These are the programs that I'm able to do project-based learning with youth that are Portland Public School students. I have a very special guest coming up to finish out Culture in Motion with me. I've been working with this brother for a long time, phenomenal videographer, beat maker, MC, overall visionary artist, Quincy Davis. What's good, man?
What's good, bro? Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming down on to Culture in Motion in short notice. You, I've watched you progress for over a decade. I think we've known each other for about 15 years. And when I first met you, you were a younger MC. I've come to know you as a videographer, a filmmaker, a beat producer. We share a project called Rebel Wise that I'm proud of. Do you have anything that you want to let people know in terms of things they should look at online to see representations of your work in any of the different fields you work in?
Yeah, basically, Seven Vision Studios is the media production and video aspect. So sevenvisionstudios.com, there you'll find some documentary work and music video work. And then, you know, Quincy Davis Music is mainly my solo music and production. And then rebelwise.link is our transformative hip hop artist collective crew. And voices, the last one is voicesofwisdom.link, and that's like the youth education aspect.
So you've been a professional artist for most of your adult life, is that correct?
I mean, I guess I can consider myself a professional. I think of it as, you know, doing my best to make this thing work sustainably. But yeah, in terms of freelance, you know, freelance videography and, you know, finding a way to make it work as a freelancer and creative, yes.
So between the videography, I've also seen you do stand-up comedy. I've seen you display dance, you know, moves that look good enough to, you know, be sharing with the public and maybe even choreographed as part of a video production or something. So between that and the martial arts and the MCing and the beat making, do you have a favorite aspect of your creative practice?
Oh, you know, I mean, to me, the one that comes to mind, the one that I feel, the one that really, you know, each one has its own place in like a balanced life, I feel like. And I, you know, like I couldn't go without the martial arts, and I couldn't go without the ceremonial dance. The one that really I feel like gives me the goosebumps and like sometimes makes me cry, and sometimes I can just feel the inspiration just flowing through, is, you know, when I'm really like making a song and maybe I made the beat and I write the lyrics. And and like the hook just comes to me, or like the essence of the song just comes to me, passes through me, and I'm just, the emotions are flowing through. I feel like that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, I know that. I've been there as a lyricist. Sometimes we almost channel something, or we become channels for consciousness. And is that what you're talking about, when the song writes itself, the hook writes itself, the verse writes itself almost?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing. Do you have, so you recently created an award-winning documentary. Well, you released it. You've been working on this documentary for years. I think I saw early versions or bits and pieces of the documentary from your global travels. Do you want to let people know where they can view the documentary in the coming weeks or even currently online?
Yeah. Voices of the Wisdom Keepers is a documentary. We did some community screenings, which Mike attended this last year, and we just now released it publicly as of January, and it's available on Vimeo On Demand right now. And so, yeah, Voices of Wisdom, voicesofthewisdomkeepers.com is a place you can go, and that's our official website, and you can find it there. And it's pretty soon. I don't want to make... I guess it's too early to make some announcements, but we will be on a pretty well-known platform in the coming months.
Okay, that's excellent. So you've been hustling nonstop. Do you sleep a lot, or you're kind of running on empty? Like, how do you balance it all?
Yeah, I mean, sleep is important for me. Yeah, I do. I do my best to get enough sleep. You know, it's. I'm just doing my best to find a way to make it work. It's just been a process, you know. Like, I feel like as artists, we're multidimensional, and so we can like tap into certain things, maybe in the future or in the past. And I, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is I do my best to like listen to the guidance. And so it's been a process. Like this documentary's been like, it started 8 years ago and it's just now getting released. So I just think of it like the process manifests the essence. And day by day, I try to remind myself that and not get too far ahead of myself and impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just be present with the work that needs to be done that day, and then things will manifest.
Voices of the Wisdom Keepers, what is that subject matter about? What's going on in that documentary?
Yeah, that's it's a 59-minute documentary featuring four indigenous elders, one elder from the Swinomish tribal area, which is in coastal Salish Native peoples of Washington. So that's a friend named Ray Williams. He's featured in it. Another elder is Ilarion Merkuliev from the Aleutian Islands near Alaska. And then the other two elders are Maladoma and Sobonfu Somme, who are Dagara, representing the Dagara people in West Africa, in Burkina Faso. And I was very fortunate to connect with these elders, and they granted me, you know, sharing their wisdom in interviews, video interviews. And each one of them really impacted my life outside of the interviews. And basically they just share some of the, you know, indigenous perspectives on some of the most important issues of our time, you know, that we're facing as humanity. You know, addressing the destruction that's taking place and how we can potentially change that around, and, you know, remember the ancient wisdom that all of us come from, you know, in terms of indigenous connection to life.
Yeah. I think it's easy to focus on the negative. I actually made a post today that was just a download of all the negative things that we're aware of, and that we're surviving and that we're being resilient through. But the work that you're doing is also a light in that, it's a counterbalance, you know, and it's important for us to remember that while there are many negative things happening in the world around us, the actions that we take, and the things that we produce also have a positive impact. So thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's listen to some recent music. Rebel Wise is a project you invited me to participate in. And why don't we start with the most recent release featuring Ashell. And you want to introduce that?
Yeah. So this is Land Back featuring Ashell Seasons, Desiree Harp, myself, Quincy Davis, and Cheryl Angel, who's the elder who speaks at the end. And this is a project that Desiree Harp, she speaks in the Lisjan Ohlone language, which is indigenous to the indigenous peoples of the Bay Area. And it's a song about land back and rematriating the land. And it was also made in collaboration with the video was made in collaboration with Segoriate Land Trust, which is a indigenous woman led organization in the Bay Area, leading the charge with the land back movement and rematriating the land and all that.
All right. Thank you.
Lambak, Lambak. The colonize the earth where your mind at. Indigenous so very fine that all I want a world in alignment. Lambak, Lambak. The colonize the earth where your mind at. All I want a world in alignment. See the new dawn on the horizon. Not for sale, cause creation free. Water, air, and land, commodity. What the pharmacy? That's the pharmacy. Solidarity, the people's sovereignty. Remember that food that we used to grow in names and a language that we used to know. Indigenous stewards of the natural. Restore the sacred hoop for survival. Being a billionaire is not brilliant. Money print every day, more presidents. There's still reservations on the continent. We relatives, they still call us savages. Community, the remedy. Their medicine, please, your humility. Land trust, show me tax or security. Sacred sites, all nations coordinate. Lambak, Lambak. The colonize the earth for your mind that all I want a world in alignment. See the new dawn on the horizon.
I'm water. At your leash on our one. Tini Ogwe at Hinan. Dini Shawe at Hisha. I'm Kimetka. Dini no no Abu Akma. Dini no ma at Penta. Washe who she to star.
We're dependent on our mother, we are not the owners. And for us to coexist, we got to get to know her. Language in the land shape each other over time. Native tongues wake up medicine deep inside. We were stolen from her lands, now she wants us back. Native ceremonies help get us back on track. There is nothing that could keep us from our sacred places. Ancestors calling us, they recognize our faces. Real question is, do we recognize ourselves? Or do we fight over who suffer more from what was dealt? The solution is more than acquired wealth. What we need is a higher quality of health. Everybody benefits from growing native seeds. Every ecosystem thrives in diversity. Native voices rise up for the comeback. Give us back to the land, do we heal that?
Repatriation, repatriation, reparation, regeneration. Worldwide liberation. Worldwide illumination. Repatriation, repatriation, reparation, regeneration. Worldwide liberation. Worldwide illumination. Lambak, Lambak. Colonize the earth for your mind that. Indigenous soul very fine that. All I want a world in alignment. Lambak, Lambak. Colonize the earth for your mind that. All I want a world in alignment. See the new dawn on the horizon.
Remember those seeds that we used to sow. Pass through the dreams that we used to know. Remember those ways of the natural. Giving our praise to the material. Lineage, it can never be material. Object, no profit, no cereal. Codes can be placed on the elements. We show nothing but respect to our relatives. To maintain life that's so relevant. No corporation should be selling it. With the hands in the pockets of the lobbyists. We stand with the people, no politics. Restoration, the new prerogative. Only take what we need and leave offerings. All the nations play a part in this. Set of ancient trade routes across continents.
Lambak is when people get smart. When they get smart, they humble themselves and they realize the destruction that they've caused, maybe unintentionally. The mining, the dams, the pipelines has a cumulative effect, and that effect is devastating. And by returning the land to the people who were chosen by Creator to steward those lands in our own way, we can reestablish the guidelines so we can reincorporate safety measures, so we can develop codes to protect these waters. It's not just about returning the land, it's much more than that. And then our future will be secured.
Yo, that was fire, fire. Where can the people who are listening find that song right now?
Thank you. Yeah, that's on YouTube. We have a official music video to it, Lambak. Just search Rebel Wise Land Back. It's on YouTube and it's on all streaming platforms as well.
What do you say to people who go, well, you know, the natives, the original people who occupy and are still on this land mass, they didn't fight hard enough. And so, you know, they lost. And so they need to just accept and get over it and stop asking for handouts. What do you have to say to that?
Oh, well, what comes to mind for me is, you know, it's a question of, do you want your future? Does the person who's asking that question, what kind of world do they want to see for their future generations? You know, 2, 3, 4 generations down the line, 7 generations. What is Mother Earth going to look like if we continue down this path of self-destruction in terms of exploiting the land and exploiting the resources? And, you know, like one of the elders says, the Titanic is sinking and people are working hard to make it sink. And so that's just the reality of the time that we're living now. That doesn't mean just it's all going to go back to how it was, you know, prior to the colonial process, but it does mean that we can remember these principles of how to live in relationship with the land. You know, it's more about where people who are in a certain area, it's more about listening to the wisdom of the elders, of the people who still carry that cultural knowledge that's been passed down through generations, that is specifically applies to that area of land. There's so much wisdom weaved in to the cultural understandings that indigenous peoples carry all over the world. And so, you know, it's more about humbling ourselves and listening to the wisdom of the elders and learning. And, you know, maybe we can actually see a good way of living for future generations if we remember how to live in relationship with the land and live in a way that's respectful and regenerative rather than exploitative of the land.
Do you believe that people will be able to make the shift that's necessary for there to be changes?
Yeah. Well, the way I see it is, it's either going to happen by choice or it's going to happen by Mother Earth cleansing herself of the disease.
Mm.
You know, like the earth is going to live on and life is going to live on no matter if the human beings are going to be here or not. And I don't mean to sound doom and gloom, but it's basically a matter of things will have to rebalance at some point and things will have to thrive again. And so, you know, I don't know what that's going to look like in terms of how that takes place, whether people are going to begin to, you know, there's going to be a awakening of consciousness. Maybe there's some people who are going to be activated and there's some people who are still going to be stuck in an old paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
But I just see it as it's important for us to start to build on that community level, those of us who are. And because if there is a transition period, it can go smoothly. It doesn't have to go extreme, you know. It doesn't have to be total destruction and people just in a place of, you know, where it's all chaotic. We can set up things now in anticipation for the transition in a way where, you know, it's just basic stuff, you know, like where is our food? How are we living in a way where we have access to food and clean water and shelter? And it's not dependent on this system that's about exploitation and enslavement of humanity.
Yeah. That's, you know, I think what you're talking about is not an easy way, but it's the correct way, or it's a better way. It's a way that's more aligned with what we actually have instead of trying to chase an illusion. I want to transition into Rebel Wise's last album, our first album, and play Warrior Vow on the way out. Thank you for coming on to Culture in Motion today, Quincy. If people want to listen to Rebel Wise, can you remind them where they're going to find it?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Always good to connect and appreciate your questions. And RebelWise.link is the website. And then, of course, RebelWise, one word, is on all. Well, we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook and YouTube.
And when he says RebelWise, one word, he just means don't put a space between the rebel and the wise. RebelWise. And let's go out with Warrior Vow. Thank you all for tuning in to Culture in Motion. I'll see y'all the third Wednesday of next month, and support Cable. Become a member. Peace.
Peace.
Time to recognize holograms and facts. Awaken the matrix, slanging these red pills, swallow them facts. If the game is about saying nothing but bluffing and calling that fact, what happened when Hollywood rappers that hooked to that molly get hooked to the polygraph? Facts. We see through the lies, they're dealing that virus, we dealing with remedies. And deal with integrity, never be dealing with trends, we dealing with legacy. They cannot fuck with my energy, I do not fuck with the enemy. I must remember the 7G ahead of me, rapping these blessings as weaponry. See, I made the promise to my ancestors when I pray in silence, to make my way through the pain and violence when the world feel like an insane asylum. Like, I stay paying homage and remain reminded of the main assignment. See, I came here riding on Haley's Comet. Now I'm slanging product like Reaganomics. Like, I just be chopping up dope with the medicine, flipping these keys for the mind. I just want to break out the system. We live in condition of prison inside. I just believe in the healing and sickness and freedom for all of my tribe. I just got visions to manifest through these dimensions. I'm walking this line. Yeah, yeah, worry about, worry about, worry about. Yeah, yeah, worry strong, worry about. Barbazine, right courts, west side, Chi-Town, around the block where the killers at. Nine West Coast in tracks, exposing the ghosts like a Miramax, pulling back the curtains. Working for souls, so married the truth that my pros just proposed. Haters be lurking, get burnt in the glow. Focus on gold, red is the road. Ha! Look, I don't need battle no more. Sun Tzu moving in the chopper next door. Next to the dojo, next to the garden. Sleep in the studio to wake up the artists. They wasn't around. Up in the AM, I'm pounding the ground. You can't swallow my sound. Thunder, no wonder we flurry with style. We carry the crown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Worry about, worry about, worry about, worry about, worry about.
Appreciation beats appropriation. Plant my seeds, that's cultivation. My soul created that motivation to take a jagged blade and slit the throat of Satan. Flows designed to mobilize. Close your eyes and an open mind. When I vocalize, I glow and shine like golden diamonds of the pulverized. Born to fight, so I roll the dice. Socialized to be cold as ice. Cold of honor like a poltergeist that controls your life like it's so concise. Gifted existence transcending this plane. Infinite wisdom infusing and grain. From the feet in your shoes to molecules in your brain. Feeling confused. And let the music explain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Worry about, 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 worry about.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Did you know that KBOO podcasts all our news and talk shows?
You can find the podcast on KBOO's website, kboo.fm, on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Just search for your favorite show and hit subscribe to get all the latest episodes downloaded to your favorite